What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The statutory declaration of assets, liabilities, and income on an annual basis is required under law for all public sector workers. We tell you more about the legislation on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
All public servants are required to give statutory declarations on an annual basis as part of efforts to eradicate bribery and corruption within the public sector. Secretary Manager of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, David Gray, says this is a requirement under the Corruption Prevention Act. The statutory declarations include assets, liabilities, and income, and must be filed by March 31 each year.
Persons required to give statutory declarations are those persons earning $2 million and above as a result of them being in a position that is accorded that remuneration. And the $2 million is all perquisites of office, salary, traveling, uniform, robing, whatever it is that may be given. Each year the commission writes to each agency reminding them of the $2 million threshold, reminding them of the deadline dates. In addition, the commission supplies the statutory declarations to the agencies. And what it asks the agencies to do is to inform us in writing of the persons under their portfolio required to file.
Some employees are required to file their statutory declaration regardless of how much they earn. These are parish councillors, members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, members of the Jamaica Defence Force, persons with office management responsibilities, customs officers, and employees of the Island Traffic Authority. The law also mentions other positions in specific government ministries, departments, and agencies that are required to make a statutory declaration. Persons earning less than $2 million outside of the named positions in the legislation are not required to file.
Filing of a statutory declaration is to indicate to the commission that they are not undertaking any activity as a result of them being employed in the public service that is to the detriment of the public service. So they are not taking bribes. They are not increasing their assets or unwittingly or using their office for gain.
Secretary Manager of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, David Gray. Public servants who fail to file their assets, liabilities, and income in full can be fined up to a maximum of $200,000 or be imprisoned for 2 years. The Commission is reporting that 37,000 persons were expected to file in March 2016. However, of that number, only 19,800 persons made their declarations. This figure is expected to change, however, with the establishment of a single anti-corruption body to be called the Integrity Commission. The Integrity Commission Act, which will establish the single anti-corruption body, was passed in the House of Representatives in February 2017. The Commission for the Prevention of Corruption is encouraging all public sector workers to provide their statutory declarations. Statutory declarations must be delivered to the office of the Commission during its office hours or submitted by registered mail, post-dated before the final filing date, which is March 31. The opening hours of the Commission are Mondays to Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Fridays 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For further details, contact the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption at 968-6227 or visit cpcpd.gov.jm. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.